This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Defense Department officials Monday confirmed reports Ukraine military forces are continuing to regain ground in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. At a Pentagon briefing Monday, senior U.S. Defense Department officials said Ukrainian forces appear to have pushed Russian forces to within 3 to 4 kilometers of the Russian border, reporting earlier reports from Ukrainian defense officials. U.S. officials also reported Russia launched about a half a dozen missiles into an area near the western city of Lviv Monday, most likely launched from a submarine in the Black Sea, striking a training center in the Yavoriv. They said the missiles did only minor damage to the center. The Pentagon also reported that so far there's been no military movement by Russia in response to announcements by Sweden and Finland that they intend to apply for NATO membership. Sweden's Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson formally announced her nation's intentions Monday, while Finland announced its plans to join NATO on Sunday. Following that announcement, U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters Finland's membership in NATO will add value to the alliance.
Finland is punches above the weight of a number of existing NATO members. Your admission to NATO greatly strengthens NATO. That's why we've been partners, in a sense, before the actual admission.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, warned the West Monday that Moscow would respond if NATO bolsters its military presence in either Finland or Sweden. This is VOA News.